On today's show, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay face new competition. Ford offers GT350 Mustang owners complimentary driver training and our impressions of the new Cadillac XT5. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 9 of 2016. As you may remember, we've shown you technology from INRIX before, a company that uses data from connected cars and predictive technologies to gauge the flow of traffic and to help drivers find parking spots. Now the company is looking to challenge Google and Apple with the acquisition of OpenCar and its in-car app platform. Unlike Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, OpenCar's system allows automakers to collect data from cars themselves, instead of having Apple or Google collect it. It is also more customizable, which allows automakers to create unique looks across different models and brands for their infotainment systems. Chrysler revealed the fuel economy numbers for the all-new Pacifica minivan. It gets 18 mpg in the city and 28 on the highway, which is good for a combined 22 miles per gallon. The Pacifica is powered by a 3.6-liter Pentastar V6, that's mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. Stop-start technology will be added later. Official numbers for the plug-in hybrid version, which launches in the second half of the year, weren't announced, but the company estimates 30 miles of pure EV range and an 80 mpg equivalent rating. Another quick note about the Pacifica, select models will wear Bridgestone's all-season Turanza tires. Look for the new Pacifica in dealer showrooms later this spring. A month ago, we reported how the EPA snuck in a proposal for a new regulation that would prohibit anyone from converting a production car into a race car, as well as make it illegal to produce certain parts for use on those vehicles. But now five U.S. House representatives are looking to protect racing enthusiasts with the Recognizing the Protection of Motorsports Act, or funny enough, the RPM Act. It ensures that converting street vehicles to race cars does not violate the Clean Air Act. Should be noted that this new act only covers race cars used exclusively in competition. So individuals looking to hop up their ride for the street may be in violation. But we'd once again like to thank SEMA for keeping an eye on these things. Still to come, Toyota creates a new device to help the blind and visually impaired better navigate their surroundings.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Anybody can go out and buy a powerful race car, but it's a whole other story to actually know how to drive it. So Ford is now offering buyers of 2015 and 2016 GT350 and GT350R Mustangs a complimentary hands-on track experience at the Utah Motorsports campus. The program teaches high-performance driving skills focused on the particular dynamics of the GT350 and GT350R, including braking, shifting, and cornering techniques. Cars will be provided, but participants will be responsible for airfare and lodging. You know, one of the benefits of mobility is it allows disabled people much more freedom. Transportation will play a large role in that, but Toyota is using its technical know-how to help the blind and visually impaired outside of the vehicle. The company has developed a new device to give those people more information about their surroundings. Called Project Blade, the horseshoe-shaped device is worn around the user's neck, and using cameras, it helps identify things like escalators, stairs, doors, or restrooms through speakers and vibrations. In the future, mapping, object identification, and facial recognition features will be added. The company says beta testing of the device will kick off soon. Be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow. Gary Vasilash and his fellow auto journalists will have a roundtable discussion of the latest news in the global automotive industry. That's this Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, live on our website, autoline.tv. Coming up next, our driving impressions of Cadillac's new crossover, the XT5.
for the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The only crossover that Cadillac has had in its lineup is the SRX, which has been in the market for 7 years now, an eternity in the automotive industry. But it's being replaced by the XT5, which represents a significant step up for Cadillac. The first thing you'll notice is how quick and nimble the XT5 feels. That's because it's 292 pounds lighter than the old SRX. Perhaps even more impressively, it's 650 pounds lighter than a Mercedes GLE 350. And yet the XT5 is made out of steel, not aluminum or carbon fiber. Cadillac engineers were able to reduce the weight through clever design rather than with alternative materials. Another reason the XT5 feels so much quicker is it now has GM's new 3.6-liter V6 under the hood. With 310 horsepower and 271 pound-feet of torque on tap, this thing gets up and goes. Thanks to cylinder deactivation and stop-start technology, combined with an 8-speed automatic, it's rated at 22 miles per gallon combined. The all-wheel drive version is rated at 21 mpg. Inside, the XT5 features an attractive combination of real materials, including leather, wood, and aluminum trim. And you can easily see how Cadillac is bringing more craftsmanship into its cars. For example, the wood trim bends up and towards the top of the vents on the instrument panel. That's not exactly easy to do. Also note the super thin gaps between the buttons on the steering wheel. That's not exactly easy either. And one of our favorite touches is the use of microfiber inserts that look and feel like suede. They just make you want to reach out and rub your hands on it. The XT5 has a base price of $39,000, while a fully loaded one will take you over $62,000. We think the XT5 is going to give Cadillac a competitive edge in the marketplace. It doesn't look like anything else in its segment and can hold its own against any other luxury crossover. In fact, this could be the vehicle that gives Cadillac the volume it needs to claw its way back into the top ranks amongst luxury brands. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.